just maybe leaning into having time, I'm just having a bit of time. But first, I have a question about this arising and ceasing of consciousness. And that sometimes in meditation it's possible to see that something like the breath or some really small sense door.
Mm-hmm.
How there's like this experience of seeing consciousness arise on account of contact.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's at one moment it's not there, and then there's contact, and it's there.
Yeah.
Contact phase, then phase.
Yeah.
So there's a, you know, when the mind is really concentrated, you can see that. That's one thing. But there's this sort of theory that the mind is going out and seeing it rather than consciousness is just arising, and that is mind at that moment. And then, and that's what mind knows at that moment. And then consciousness goes away, and then there's mind consciousness still. So the idea that mind consciousness also arises and disappears,
mm-hmm.
that's not so visible. Is there a way to sort of see that?
Well, I think one of the things is by just by recognizing the, I mean, that's where the, how do you say it, that image of the kind of the magician or the, you know, that conjurer's trick of being able to hold that continuity. Because it is, you know, part of the function of somebody who is skilled at illusion is being able to take your mind away from things so that you can. So it's similar with that mind consciousness is able to kind of keep that continuity going. But it's really skipping from object to object, and it's sort of selectively looking at things arising and ceasing. So that I think one of the things is just by watching the actual thoughts arising, feelings arising, just the fact that they are arising and ceasing, and that the mind is actually moving. It's not a continuum. It isn't a continuum of solid experience. It's a feeling of, say, knowledge that is moving to different places. And so that it's more of a, there's one starts to pay attention to those, how the mind goes to different objects, and then that so, oh, okay, well, in that case, it's, yeah, it really does have to be impermanent. It's more of a
it's more deduction
than I suppose there's people who can see that, but my own sense is that the more one looks into it, the more one watches that, you're getting the more the mind is kind of clear, but it's still you're seeing arising and ceasing, and so that. But it isn't as if you're just honing right into the able to see the mind door, and that is, I think, it's more of a deduction, a recognition of all that. It has to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it the longer the state? Is that like you're not aware of anything?
Let's see.
Well, that kind of state that I'm thinking of, could you see that the mind and the consciousness arising? Like, if you're in a state where you're just, completely deluded, not noticing anything, then when you come to be aware, then you would notice, oh, there was
the
mind consciousness wasn't even engaged.
Yeah, yeah. That's true in the sense of when, the mind has slipped into something kind of less than lucid, and then it comes through your not so much through that present moment, but because of the intention, then your mind consciousness sort of becomes more clear again. Yeah, that's it.